Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Brazil, plastic surgery is common, super common, and totally normal. Butt implants, totally normal. So what I found on the interwebs is this became a problem because it wasn't super common for them to rupture. Like the gel silicone or the water, but it would happen. And so what would happen, just talking on the gel silicone ones, is if it ruptured, you'd then have like lumpy appearance, infection.
I already have that.
Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. As you know, Gina.
Yeah?
I was gone for 2 weeks.
You were. It was really long 2 weeks. Felt like a month.
I was in Brazil for 2 weeks. I went to Rio for a week, and then I went to São Paulo for a week, and it was amazing, and the people were amazing. But one thing that really stood out to me, I just got to talk about Brazilian butts today. Okay?
Are they
because
real?
Because Brazilian butts drive me nuts.
I wish I had one.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so today we are talking about Brazilian butts. And I mean, you know me and you know Gina, but mostly me, I will drift into many other categories of...
This will take you down a rabbit hole somewhere.
It will take me down a rabbit hole. But I will say, I went to Brazil.
What'd you go to Brazil for?
I don't think it's just me. Okay.
You want to know the real reason? Just like a rabbit. It was for work, right?
Yeah.
For work.
I went to Brazil for work. I was there in Rio for a CrossFit competition. I was an ambassador for that called Wad Jam. And then I went to São Paulo. I went and visited many CrossFit affiliates and coached, did some workshops, met the community.
Just because, you know, I don't want people to think that you're just always vacationing.
I know, they do.
You're working.
You know what? I'm just out here living my best life.
You are.
Yeah, I was in there. I was in there. Words are hard.
I was in there.
Went to Brazil, worked a little, met amazing people. And
with a lot of nice asses.
And a lot of, there are beautiful people there. And everyone told me, you know, there's beautiful people. Brazil's full of beautiful people. But I don't think it's just me when I say, when I think Brazil, I think booty. Like big, beautiful booty. And so I was very excited to go. I wanted to see it. And I really wanted to buy pants that had butt pads in there and wear them.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't find any.
You don't need them.
Straight to the point here. In Brazil, plastic surgery is common, super common, and totally normal. Butt implants, totally normal. Brazilian butt lifts, totally normal. We'll get to what those differences are. Basically, butt augmentation and butt implants. Okay. It is completely normal. And I don't think I saw a bad one.
Not one?
And I told you, no. like something where it was like, oh, like super obvious. I remember seeing a video. The first time I heard of like butt implants, there was a video on the internet where there was a girl and she was her butt implant was like flipped over and she had to like flip it back into place. So you watched it like rotate in her
that
ass.
That would be terrifying.
And it was weird, okay? Never saw that. Didn't really see a lot of bad plastic surgery. There are definitely a lot of beautiful people there. And one thing I did notice is none of it was uncommon. There was nothing that like stuck out. It was actually super normal. So normal that
like they would talk about it? Like they would say like,
no.
Or you just knew it?
No, like almost like it was just so common. It wasn't talked about.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the only people that were like, oh, were the Americans. Which is funny because on many lists, which I'm going to go over, mm-hmm. USA is ranked number one. Yet I think discussing plastic surgery is a little more taboo here. Mm-hmm. And taboo in a way that you could be quickly judged
for doing
it. You
know,
like if you're a woman and like a bunch of feminists are like, why would you do that? Love your body the way that it is, you know? And it's like, well, you could also say power to do what you want with your body, which we also say that is, yes. You know, feminist. But right off the gate, I'm going to teach you some things that I also learned. All right. There's a couple different types of implants. You have gel silicone. Or water-filled, like a water-filled device, which we could also compare it to like breast implants, which mm-hmm. we talked about. You have the saline solution or the water where they put the little bat. I'm sorry. That was dumb. Where you put the bag mm-hmm. in and then they fill it up. Mm-hmm. So when you do like the gel silicone or you do the water-filled, it's also less, there's no scarring. Right, because you can puncture a smaller area, put it in, and then fill it up, and then stitch it up.
Huh.
So what I found on the interwebs is this became a problem because it wasn't super common for them to rupture, mm-hmm. like the gel silicone or the water, but it would happen. And so what would happen, just talking on the gel silicone ones. Is if it ruptured, you'd then have like lumpy appearance, infection.
I already had that. Maybe that's, I'm sorry. Maybe I just have butt implants that went
have
wrong.
Are you Brazilian? Okay, but you know, they talk about like, you basically have this perfect right. round butt cheek and then you rupture it. I don't know how that would happen. You sat down a little too hard and now you're at risk for a lot of like infection
sure.
and getting super sick. And that's where maybe as a whole, people have been steering clear of using things like that. And it really got a bad name. And they said, you know, with the water filled ones, it's not as dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if
yeah, but
you
do
rupture
you want, like, sit
it,
around on a? It'd be like sitting down on two water balloons. What if it just like sticks out the side? Like,
yes.
Like when you squeeze it, and a little ball, like a yeah. little ball pops up.
So we move from that to then a solid silicone butt implant.
Okay.
So this was now. There's no risk of it rupturing. There's no risk of the infection. According to what I read, it's okay. like way less dangerous. It's like a better option, but you have scarring. So
oh,
it's a
they
solid
probably have to cut
piece.
The whole,
yeah,
yeah.
You have a solid piece, but you know, then a lot of people are like, well, I don't really want a scar, you know, because if you're going to get a butt implant, a lot of females or male probably want people
they
to
pretend,
appear that it's real.
Pretend that it's real.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. I get it.
Sure.
Right? So that one's not as popular. Well, now we move into the Brazilian butt lift. And even in the, like, I've heard that term.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it a lot, but I never actually looked into what it was. I literally just thought like, oh, it's an implant, something put in there, or
yeah.
they'd inject in there. Like, I didn't think that it is what it is. And what it is makes me so mad.
Why?
Because it's like I spend every day in the gym
working so hard to, yeah and people can just
when
do
I
this.
Could just get really fat and then go in for someone to shape me by moving fat on my body.
Does that stay forever though, or do you have to keep doing it, do you think?
Well, do you plan on ever not working out or being fit? Like, I mean, with like ignoring the fact that, like, we age and things change,
yeah.
I don't think that, like, for me it's like, well, there's like this idea where, like, liposuction, you suck fat out. Well, if you suck those cells out, then it's not there. And if you like, gain weight, it can get weird, right?
Right. I think so.
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah. I don't ever really plan on just like for me, I don't really plan on letting myself go.
Right.
Like, I think I'll always be pretty active.
Oh, because do you need like a substantial amount of fat?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't understand that.
I mean, you have to have enough. So Brazilian butt lift is they move fat from one part of your body to the next. And that's become super popular. It's not super invasive. They're just injecting. I guess a smaller puncture. Mm-hmm. They say like the scarring is like none. And what they're doing is they just move fat from other parts of your body into your booty.
I just feel like that could go so wrong.
It doesn't, though.
Huh.
It's very popular, actually, in the States here. Okay. We're number two on the list, I think, for doing that. Hmm. So, yeah. And I didn't know that. It really blew my mind. And then it made a whole lot of sense when I see, like, women in the media that I'm like,
Oh, wait, no.
I'm like this. I'm like, this is what I think. There is no way in hell her ass looks like that and she has no hamstrings or quads.
Right,
for
it doesn't
me,
all match up.
No, and I remember.
I mean, there's probably like one or two people in the world.
Okay,
you know?
Outliers.
Right, exactly.
That's fine,
right.
Okay? And also, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm more so just saying that like I work really hard. I want to build a booty. But my hamstrings and my quads, they just take over, man. And these other options for surgeries allow you. I watched a video, I think it was maybe on Instagram, of a doctor that he had this woman's body and he had taken markers and basically had drawn, they called it a...
Sculpting?
Yes, they were sculpting her.
Yeah.
And they had markers like lines, obviously, like his like dotted lines and stuff, stay inside the lines, of what he was going to do, like a map. Like it was a
his where blueprint. He was going to suck it
his
out?
His blueprint.
Okay.
And it was basically to take it out of one place and to smooth these edges and then you'd build her hips and move it from here and put it here.
That is crazy.
And then I thought, why am I even working out when I could just hang out and then go in and be like... Just
sculpt me.
Sculpt me.
Sculpt me.
Michelangelo? He was a painter. That made no sense.
Michelangelo. Yeah.
Some sculptor. Anyways, Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
It's really talking about moving fat from any other part on your body mm-hmm. to primarily your butt. But they do a full body sculpt where they just move. They just shift what you already have.
Can you imagine being like in the trials for that? Like... Hey, we got an idea.
We're gonna you for
start
free,
pulling
but
fat out of your body
we
and
can't
just
promise.
Pumping it into other places and see what happens. Yeah,
yeah, that's the Brazilian butt lift.
That's crazy.
Brazilian butt lift. It's not super invasive at all. They take fat from somewhere else and put it in there, which that's awesome.
I heard.
I think that's awesome.
A friend was telling me that a friend of a friend, speaking for a friend.
Hey, speaking.
It's not me. It's not you. A friend said that her girlfriend like went down and got the butt implants, like went down to Mexico, and she had to fly home, but she couldn't recoup down there. But you can't sit on them, so she had to hold herself up in the air, like hold herself the whole way home in the airplane on the seat,
dude,
all the way home.
That just made me remember. Devin, my assistant, she told me she was on the airplane. We were on different planes coming home from Brazil.
Uh-huh.
There was a
someone
woman
doing that?
Who was standing at the back of the plane because she couldn't sit down for like a while.
She for sure had just gotten them.
Because she had her butt done. I don't know if whatever surgery it was, whether it was probably a Brazilian butt lift, but that she had just had it done and she couldn't, so she was standing in the back.
It's crazy.
I'm like, my first thought was like, well.
Just stay.
That kind of makes me mad because every time the plane, they make you take your seat.
Oh, yeah. you can never stretch your leg
out. They make me take my seat. What if my seat is out of commission? Would you?
I wouldn't do that, I don't think.
I don't know. A Brazilian butt lift?
I don't think so. I mean, I've pumped other stuff into my face,
hey,
for
sure.
I'll
tell you right now.
But
I asked my doctor about it.
And?
I just wanted to know all my options, okay? You know what he said to me? It was the realization that I didn't have any fat somewhere in excess where he could do, something like that would happen.
He also said you didn't need it.
And he said I didn't need it. And you know what, though? I like squatting, and we've been doing a ton. We've been doing the Peaches program. Peaches program, that's a naked training thing. That's my program. Check it out. Primarily focuses on the lower body. It's the Peaches butt lift. Done with weights.
Yeah, well.
Blood, sweat, and tears. And I wanted to know more about it. Because, one, you look at fitness girls on social media. You look at magazines. You look on TV. And you're like, there's this picture being created of, like, what is the fad or cool right now? And it's hips, man. And it's booty and small legs. And I wanted to know more of, like, what is actually happening to have that? Because you do see some photos, or you do see some or hear some stories where it's not done the best way, or it does look not the greatest, right? Anytime mm-hmm. you're going to go under the knife to your body, you're taking a chance.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So.
Anything.
But sometimes you see it and you're like, is it? Is it not? Is it? Is it not? Even if it's not, it looks great. And so I wanted to know more about, like, what are the things, like, what are the options that people are doing here in the States? And then while I was in Brazil, I was like, what are the options? And the last thing, I actually was going to try this.
What?
When I was there, because, you know, for the gram and for my social media channel.
For the gram.
I was going to get, this was the running joke while I was there, I was going to get my butt sucked. So apparently, and you're thinking, like, Brooke, get your butt sucked. Yes,
my butt cheeks. I'm thinking like a colonoscopy, like a colonic.
No, just think my butt cheeks sucked. Okay, hang on. Cupping. You've heard of cupping?
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently, girls will go to like we go to like a medical spa. Girls will go and get their butt cheeks sucked by like giant cups. So they lay on the table and they have these big giant like suction cups that go on your butt cheeks, and this machine just sucks your butt cheeks. I don't know how long it has to stay on there for, but I imagine you have huge hickeys.
Is it just one? Yeah, I was going to say, is it just like one per cheek?
One on a cheek.
So they have to have like all big. Different sizes, right?
Yeah, but they're big, and then you pop them off, and it's supposed to
vacuum?
It vacuums your butt cheeks.
But what's it supposed to do?
Lift some and make them
bigger?
Bigger.
Or tighter?
Yeah, and just, like, it, like, makes them big and lifts them up. So when I was there, Brennan was telling me about this because I first told him I wanted to get butt pads and I just wanted to do, like, a funny little video of, like, I don't know what happened. I just showed up in Brazil and my butt just started to grow.
This tiny little waist and these giant butt cheeks.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. So he started telling me about a procedure girls tend to do, and that's what it was. And I was like, I'm down. I'm doing it.
I wonder, though, okay, so, like, have you ever seen, there's, like, an ad that'll, like, pop up on my, like, my Instagram or, like, on Facebook, and it's this weird lip suctioner
thing?
Same
idea.
Okay, but I think over time, if someone is suctioning their lips to the point where your skin is, like, stretching over and over and over again, think about what that would do over time.
Oh, for sure. Eventually,
what are you going to do? Like, have just, like, the saggiest, you know? Butt cheeks? I think it would screw up your skin or something.
I don't know.
We'll have to see, I don't know, someone who's had their butt sucked for, that sounds really good.
Maybe
butt
on
sucked
this,
over the years.
Maybe on this quick break we're going to take, I will just look and see if I can find like a review. Like maybe someone's written a review of like their experience from doing it.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to hopefully have some information about getting your butt cheeks sucked. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into just the concept of, you know, I guess changing with like plastic surgery or changing your appearance in any way, how taboo it is to sort of discuss it. And I'm going to read a little bit of information that I found that's from the Rio Olympics when we had the Olympics in Rio. And they sort of discussed plastic surgery and ranked countries based on, you know, the gold.
Who's getting the most?
Gold, silver, and bronze. Who's doing it more? And yeah, I was surprised, honestly, for some of them to realize that it was the U.S. I was and wasn't surprised, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to had a small stroke. Hang on.
Take a quick break.
You don't want to miss this because I mean, at least I think it's entertaining.
You know that I have an extremely good sense of smell.
Yeah.
Like extremely good sense of smell. I not only am
it's like
so
bionic.
It really is. I'm constantly worried about the way that I smell, but I also smell other people all the time. So when I'm walking down the street and I see like man, woman, they smell good, I actively thank them and let them know how good they smell.
High five them.
I literally high five them. And since I started getting Scentbird.
Yes.
Scentbird, sorry.
Scent.
Yeah.
S-C-E-N-T.
Bird. It has made my life so much easier because I like to not only smell good all the time, but I like to change my scent all the time. Like how many perfumes do you have on your in your closet?
Well, I don't have a lot because I have commitment issues. So for me, it's like, you know, if I can like actually like find a company that like gives me like different options all the time, I would way rather that.
This is the company that no matter your commitment issues, it's a judgment-free zone. Okay? Scentbird has 450 designer brands and you choose one every month. So you can go in and that means Gucci, Prada, Dolce & Gabbana.
DG.
And I will 100% say we do have expensive tastes. I know you have expensive taste. So
on a beer budget.
I have an expensive taste. Champagne taste
on a beer budget.
Okay. For me, I like to change my scent depending on the time of year, depending on the month, or even time of day. So something.
Pumpkin spice latte?
Like this time of year, pumpkin spice latte.
Sometimes like bacon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like draw men. So I just like want to smell like bacon.
They enjoy that.
Yeah.
Tobacco. So for you, you said you have commitment issues. You do get to choose a perfume and they'll send you a 30-day supply.
Right.
Best part about that. If you forget to go in and change the flavor, the scent that you want or the brand that you want, regardless, you're still going to get your order, which is great.
Very
because
cool.
I'll always run out before I actually go and buy new. I don't like buy it before I'm about to run out.
Right.
So here, having the monthly, they're going to send you something right when you need it and you don't have to worry about it.
It's one backup.
These monthly subscriptions are crushing it. All right, guys, if you want to try Scentbird, we can get you 50% off. So with the exclusive offer, you'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first perfume.
That's scentbird.com/reps and use my code reps for 50% off your first month.
For $7.50 for your first month, because you get 50% off, hell of a deal. And then from there, $15 a month to keep going, and they will constantly send you new scents, which is great. So again, that's scentbird.com/reps. Use my code, our code, reps, R-E-P-S, for 50% off your first month. scentbird.com/reps. Sign on and
smell amazing, guys. You're gonna smell great. Welcome back, guys. I've been on the edge of my seat waiting to hear about butt sucking. So, Brooke, what have you found out?
All right, well, it's exactly what you thought it would be. People are saying that you will have temporary results from using the big suction cups, but if you're wanting long-lasting results, then it's all saying Brazilian butt lift.
Gotta do the invasive.
I've been searching different websites to try and figure out like what our options are, but it's becoming more popular, I guess, in the States. But it's not, I mean, it's been around in Brazil, but honestly, reading some of these websites, I didn't even know that it was here. The first time I heard about it was when I was there.
Well, yeah, the first time I heard about it is just
right now.
Just today. Can you imagine being on a date or something? And, or I don't know, like
you just got it done.
Yeah,
like,
your butt just deflates like throughout the night. Like, I mean, I would definitely want to know like how long does this last?
I don't think there's any information
on that. It's probably different for everyone.
It did say that if like for the best results, it could take 3 to 6 times. Of going and doing it, I guess the idea would be that same as like with a Brazilian butt lift, it's using your own fat and everything in that area. And it's just, I guess, pulling everything to the surface. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. You're sucking. If you had like the end of a vacuum, mm-hmm. or like the hose in a vacuum, and you put it on your skin and it like sucks your skin up, that's what it's doing.
Right.
So one, like we do cupping to bring blood flow to the area. Mm-hmm. It's very healthy. It's good for your lymphatic system. So something like this, same idea. But some of the things I read was almost like it can help with breaking up maybe fat tissue that's mm-hmm. creating dimples or creating cellulite. Hmm. Yeah. So I don't know.
Something to look into.
I did find a list of their key benefits. This is from a website. Well, it's from a med spa. So, you know, we'll see. They might just be trying to sell in a procedure. Yeah,
because I read a bunch of stuff.
Beautyfixmedspa.com. But they wrote the key benefits include lifts your buttocks by up to 70%. Sold. Just kidding. Instant results. They're saying instant. On another website, it said could take 3 to 6. No surgery. True. No pain. Maybe.
I don't know. I've used a breast, like when you
milk yourself.
Yeah. And the, I mean, having your skin get sucked in it. Yeah, but having your nipple go. That's true.
Having your nipple being pulled out. It's your nipple versus your butt cheek. But, yeah. No downtime. Enhanced body tone and shape. No anesthetic. No side effects. Improves blood circulation. That's true. Excellent for cellulite, which is what they said. It's probably having all of that, like that pull and that force mm-hmm. could definitely help break up some hardened mm-hmm. fat areas. Mm-hmm. Tightens and tones skin. So honestly, try it out. Okay. But I was in Brazil and I was going to do this because I wanted to not only do it because if it worked, that'd be cool. But two, what would you do for a view? That'll be our next segment. What would you do for a view?
Shameless.
We found a place. They didn't have the machine there, and I was on a pretty tight schedule. They were going to mm-hmm. try and get it by the next day, but I had a couple meetings, and then we were driving 2 hours outside of Sao Paulo. So mm-hmm. By the time they would have this machine at the
Why didn't they have the machine?
See, that right there, like I was surprised by how difficult it was to find a place that had it, but I also...
There's just one in Brazil and it just goes from place to place.
I think that there's probably a lot of places.
They all share it.
But I also don't speak Portuguese and...
You're like, so I didn't know what was happening.
And traffic is so bad.
Worse than LA?
Dude, there are, I'm pretty sure 22 million people in Sao Paulo.
Oh, wow.
So... That is probably what part of it was too. It's like, it's not so easy to be like, oh, you guys are closed. It's like me, us getting our nails done. We go in somewhere like, well, you can't get us in right now. Oh, okay. You know, 10 minutes to find somewhere else. So yeah, I didn't get to do it, but that has become popular, extra not invasive. And if you like to go to the med spa and want to lay there for 45 minutes and just swipe left or swipe right while you got your butt sucked. sounds like a good old Friday night. Or maybe like a Thursday night if you want to go out on Friday. You want to have your butt looking really nice.
Right? As long as it at least lasts for 24 hours.
Yes. But I didn't get to try it. Not the end of the world. I'm going back there
in
December.
Well, now you know it's here, so.
That's true.
Now you know it's available, so you can try it.
I do want to try it, and I will definitely video it, and we'll see what happens.
I might even try it with you.
Yeah. My first question to them was, is my butt going to be really red?
See, I just want to know that it's going to go back to where it originally went.
I put it in Google Translate, and she looks at me, and she laughs. She's like, yes. I'm like, oh, okay.
A little bruised.
Yeah. One other thing that I've noticed, or why I haven't noticed, but I've heard more about in our community, mm-hmm. when I say our community, just life or being, spending time in Hollywood, spending time in LA, is a injectable called Sculptra. Mm-hmm. And very
simple.
Yeah. Well, you could use it anywhere. Oh. So like, you know, Juvederm, like Botox. Like, so now you're looking, you know, talking about things that are much more common that we hear or you guys may have heard about for like doing your cheeks or your lips or getting your Botox done or whatever. But they use Sculptra, a injectable. It's a dermal injectable that is becoming more common for things like being able to decrease cellulite, the appearance of
like
cellulite.
Like fills it back up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or like if you're starting to get like dips mm-hmm. in your hips, or probably being able to use it on your face or things like that. So it's getting your body to produce collagen. So you're not putting like a dermal, you're not putting Juvederm in there. You're not putting something in there that is going to like be hard or over time decrease. So they say with something like Sculptra, you're not going to have results right away. It takes so many treatments of being very precise about where you're putting it, and then your body will produce its own collagen and fill out that area. So with like dimples, and I've seen there's a doctor, in fact, so the woman, Dr. K, is who I've seen for Botox lately, and she does all the above, and she's a surgeon. She uses Sculptra, and if you go to her Instagram, it's all over it for butts.
Oh, you've shown me like, before. Yeah, like, it's crazy.
This is the
it's
first like place I had heard about it. And what she'll do too, I've seen a video where she's like taking this little marker and circled like little dimples that, you know, cellulite that the woman didn't like, or man, and then they inject Sculptra into that area.
And it just like flattens it
out. And it's to get, you'll create collagen, and then it's going to push against, right? So if you have indention, you're going to fill those little indentions up. You can smooth the appearance of cellulite. You can smooth, you know, talking about, they say it's really big in celebrities and models because now you can create the appearance of having a rounder, you know, more lifted butt. Or if you have, they call it the hip dip, where on your hips, it kind of goes in back here, which I definitely have that. I always thought it was like an athletic thing, but it's just like not having hips. Right. So you can go in now and girls are like, I want hips, and they can do treatments of Sculptra and get your body to produce collagen there. So that's you're awesome. Not, yeah. But that was the first time I heard about it. And apparently that's becoming super popular again, not invasive and not as intense as doing a full Brazilian butt lift. And I was looking into Sculptra. It is FDA approved. And it was actually used first on a small study on HIV patients. And they were using it to lessen the signs of, you know, of what happens.
The hollowing.
Yeah, like you're
when they lose all the weight.
Losing tons of weight and your face gets really hollow and sucked in. So they were using Sculptra to get your body to produce more collagen in those areas.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody wants to challenge me to try Sculptra.
It says after the Gina. After the injection, it will take around 1 to 1.5 months to grow natural collagen gradually.
How many times do you have to do it?
Did
it say? Like,
I think it would depend. Like I think it would depend on the person and where you were trying to fix it.
Like, I'm not a doctor, Gina.
I'm not a doctor. Yeah, so Sculptra is maybe a better option. And according to Google, is becoming very popular in the United States.
Who knew?
Yeah. All right. Just briefly, I want to go over this list for you. On Forbes.
Okay.
So on Forbes, in plastic surgery, Brazil, I was looking into, because I have this idea, you have this idea of like when I hear Brazil, I think beautiful women with big, nice booties and boobs and all the above.
All of it.
In plastic surgery, Brazil gets the silver medal. I was like, what? And immediately, I didn't think that the U.S. would be number one.
Yeah.
But in many of, they basically broke everything down into types of surgeries and ranked different countries. So, total cosmetic procedure, USA gets the gold, Brazil is silver, and South Korea is bronze.
Huh.
Total plastic surgical procedures, USA, Brazil, Mexico.
Okay.
Liposuction procedures, USA, Brazil, India.
Well, that's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Just wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the number, like the total.
Yeah.
Brazil on liposuction is 182,765. And then India is 88,193. It's like a big drop off from number three. And then it goes total breast augmentation, USA, Brazil, Mexico. And even that, USA, 309,000, almost 310, and Brazil is only 166.
Oh, so it's leading.
Yeah. Total eyelid surgeries, Brazil, number one, USA, South Korea. Nose jobs, South Korea, Brazil, USA. Total ab procedures. I don't know what, I didn't even know about that.
I can get my abs back.
What? You're saying I didn't even need to work for these? Oh my gosh. USA, what? USA, Brazil, Mexico, butt implants. Brazil, Mexico, Colombia. Butt fat transfers. Brazil, Mexico, Colombia. Butt lifts. Brazil, USA, Mexico. We're coming back up. Total Botox injections. US, the US. Damn. Yeah. 1,141,000. Brazil's number two with 359,000. Huh. So we do way more Botox.
A lot of Botox.
Way more Botox.
I've had a few Botox scares.
South Korea's last. And then, yeah. I mean, that honestly, USA, which it then made sense to me after I started reading. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I think the reason why I...
'Cause nobody admits it.
Exactly. I think that's why I didn't think that we would be number one on a lot of those lists, because it's something that you don't talk about.
You see all these people that are like my age or older, and they're like, yeah, with a really great diet, and I've never smoked a day in my life, and I look like this, and you're like, bull.
Yeah.
It's such bull crap.
Yeah.
You do Botox, you do filler, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's to each their own.
Whoever wants to do whatever they want to do, it's fine. And if you don't want to tell anybody, that's fine. But I still think, I mean, that's, you know, for each individual person's, you know, decision. But
it's this, okay? I feel like this. Because I see fitness models out there that I'm like, damn, girl, you look so good. There's no way that butt's real. But it looks really good.
Sure.
And your boobs and everything. And it's like, I don't care that you paid for that. Just tell me that I too could have it if I had money. You know what I mean? Like, you too could have it if you had money. And if you don't want it, that's cool too.
Right.
But yeah, I think that that's the biggest reason why I didn't even think that USA would be the number one on a lot of those, because my natural reaction here is like, it's something you don't really talk about per se, unless you're in a very specific group of people. Yeah. They, you know, this whole article from Forbes, if you guys want to go on and read it, they really are talking about like going into Rio for the Olympics, and you know, people probably expected to see just beautiful women and there, and they did. And then they just referenced, I don't want to butcher his name. He's the pioneer of plastic surgery. That's what it says. The evidence that Brazil's, he's 90 years old. His name is Ivo. I'm not going to say his last name because I already know that I'm going to ruin it. But you spell his last name Pitanguy.
Nope.
You want to write it? You want to figure that
out?
I'm
going to try it. No.
Anyways, says pioneer of plastic surgery. And he was evidence there walking in Rio. I mean, he's 90 years old. I showed you a photo.
Yeah.
And he looks great.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
And I don't look at him and think like, whoa, you've done too much. And that's what's crazy too, because I feel like it's very common for me to walk around and come to LA and it's like, it is way more common that I see someone that I'm like, whoa.
Reel it back.
Whoa. Right? But when I was in Brazil, I really, even as common as it is, I didn't see that. So I don't know. Maybe it's just balancing out the Botox. Maybe that's the problem. Because we're doing a lot more that year.
Doing a lot more Botox.
Than anything else.
Yeah, maybe more filler here, less Botox.
Yeah. I get Botox.
I get Botox.
Yes, I have had I've had a little bit of Juvederm injected into my lips. I've always had big lips, but I've never had a lip line. I mean, it was the first time my girlfriend actually commented on the fact that I can't wear lip liner because I didn't have like a lip line. And that's when I got them done. And I love it.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Great.
However, I'm going to tell you right now, the people that are like, think that I had my cheeks done and my chin done.
No. No.
It's funny because I'll post photos of me when I was little. I just have big cheeks. You should see my parents. Cheeks and chin. That's all me.
That's yours.
Yeah. That's me.
I think it's funny too. Like when people, why would you admit to some things and then not others?
Yeah.
Like it's just silly.
And Gina's got Botox.
Are you going to call me out right now?
Yeah. Okay. You've done your lip a little bit.
Yeah, as I've aged, I've had to...
Because it's like you start to
Yeah, you start to hollow, so I've had like a little done in my cheeks. I've had a little done on my jawline, some in my lips. But again, somebody else can do whatever they want. For me, I'm just trying to figure out a way to age with a little bit of help gracefully and not completely shrivel up.
Yeah.
So...
And... Yeah. I think it's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do what you want. And if it's out of hand,
hopefully you have a friend to tell you.
Yeah. Or just, I guess, accept it. But yeah, I do plan on trying the butt sucking thing. If I ever find one of those machines, I'm going to look into it. Hopefully you guys.
I have a Dyson with a handheld. I can just lay you on my couch. Suck your butt.
Just a vacuum, one at a time. Yeah. Right. I've got a few questions, so we're going to do a little question segment quick.
Okay.
Before we end this, this is number six.
I know.
Podcast number six. Cool. Holy cow. Here we go. Just remind you, our question section, sometimes they may pertain to what we're talking about, but really, we are answering whatever questions you guys have. So don't feel like you have to ask something super specific. If you're wondering anything, just send it over. Gina and I will look at it, and we are compiling them. It doesn't have to necessarily pertain to our podcast that day, like some of these don't, and it's all right. First question from @JohnDavies369. How often do you ride, cycle, or go for swimming? I'm reading it verbatim. Go for swimming. I typically, right now, I am cycling. I've really got into my road bike. I'm cycling probably 3 or 4 times a week.
I feel like it's more.
Well, because I've been traveling, when I'm in town, I really want to like get my fix. Because when I leave, then I can't do it. But if when I'm training and you're just thinking about like maybe as pertaining to CrossFit training, I usually will swim one time a week and run one or, you know, a specific run workout 1 to 2 times a week. And now I'm running only one time a week and I'm cycling like at least 3. I really, really enjoy it. Yeah. And it is crossing over into my other areas of my fitness that I didn't even realize it would help with. So how often are ride cycling or going for swimming?
Hardly ever.
I'm working on getting another
I'm
bike.
A land creature. I don't really like the water.
She doesn't. She hates
sand.
I
don't really like, yeah, I don't, yeah.
However, I do think I'm going to try and get you on a bike. I think you would enjoy it. I do.
Okay.
An easy ride.
We'll talk about that later.
I already got you on one, technically. We went for a tour in LA.
We did.
Number 2, @ChristyB, I like this. Christy B, that's me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Confident.
Do you wear hair extensions? If so, what kind? She also went on to say that she just got hers done and she uses the beads.
And the answer is yes.
Yes. It's a sad realization when you realize God only intended me to grow a really epic mullet. Part business in the front, party in the back. No, but for real, I have a ton of hair. It's just super, super fine, and I wear it in a ponytail every single day, so it breaks. And that's also why some of you have noticed I have this really weird hair tie that I wear all the time. It's me just trying to have less tension, like pulling on my hair. I do have hair extensions. I wore tapes for years, and I now have sewn in. It's a sewn in weft. So for me, you've seen me if you follow me on Instagram. If you don't, go follow me on Instagram. I go to Arizona. I get my hair done by Chrissy Rasmussen at Habit Salon. And she will go and do a small row of beads. And she'll put the bead in my hair and it's pretty up close to my scalp. And they take a full weft of hair and they sew it in.
When you say weft... It's kind of like a long sheet of hair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah.
And they sew
it
in.
A curtain.
Yeah. And for me, you might think, Brooke, but why would you have gone from doing tapes to doing it this other way? Well, I'm very particular about my hair anyways, and I'm always trying to really take care of it and handle it with care because, you know, I don't want to lose it too soon. And a friend of mine, Heidi Powell, she has great hair, and I asked her who did her hair, and she told me, she introduced me to Chrissy. And the biggest concern I had was with training, like what's going to be better? And the sewn-in were better for me because of sweat. So with the tapes, which Gina, you have the tapes.
Yep.
It can break down. So the goal, you don't want it to be wet. If your hair's wet, you want to dry it. You don't want it to stay wet because the bond will break down, the tape will break down, and then you could lose hair.
Yeah, and that was happening a lot for you.
It was, and mm-hmm. it was, if they'd start to come out like halfway, like sliding out, now I'm playing with like my hair having more tension pulled on it. And
getting it yanked out.
Yeah, and having too much hair come out. We do have a natural hair life. So we do lose hair every day, but
some
I was
of us
just
more than others.
Some of us more than others. I feel like all my hairs are very suicidal, and like if you push,
talked about this so many times.
If you push them, it's like I'll do it.
I'm out of here.
Yes,
I'm out of here.
I have to really walk every on eggshells around all my hair.
Yeah,
take care of them, coddle them, baby them. Gina is still using tapes. I think eventually we'll probably. Have you tried the
Maybe.
Other ones?
Yeah, the other ones. I think they're easier for putting your hair up, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, I was super surprised to realize how many women do have them. Maybe not for length, but just for thickness, just to give you
a little
more hair.
Well, that's originally what I started doing just from, losing hair.
All right, one more question. At Bossa William, is Gina single?
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all,
I get to look
at the questions.
I didn't ask
But these are dropping bombs on me right now. Yes, I'm single.
Okay. Okay, I lied. One more question because that one was so simple.
Okay.
At Gandretta, your skin is perfect. What's your secret? One, my skin is perfect about 1 week out of a month. That's pretty much it. Two, I have been trying to get facials fairly regularly. I do travel a lot, so that's kind of rough. I use Athea skincare. They have a really good retinol night cream that isn't super intense. You can use it every single day. And
sunscreen.
And sunscreen, which we talked about.
And you're also blessed. You have a really nice olive.
I mean, I have really nice skin like on my body. But if we're just talking about like maybe like thinking
face.
Like breakouts and things like that, I do break out.
You break out a little bit.
And
you work out a lot.
I work out
sweat
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eye cream. But Athea has an eye cream. They have a moisturizer, a really mild wash. I was using like an apricot scrub too much. I didn't realize like it's actually,
right,
it was
you're,
worse
like, scrubbing
for me.
Yeah.
So I guess advice I'd give you is find a company or product that works for you. And then also pay attention to if you're working out a lot, you probably think you need to like scrub and exfoliate, but that could dry you out more and then it could make your breakouts worse. Mm-hmm. So I actually started using Aquaphor, and when I'd be really, really dry or sometimes lathering up with something like that or the Egyptian magic.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I would lather up with that every once in a while if I'm really dried out. But that's all we got time for today. Butt stuff. It was really good. Gina, have you learned anything new about butt stuff?
I want to try that sculpture thing. I really do.
I think I do.
That's the one that you don't transfer the fat, right?
No.
I mean, I can do that one too.
No,
that
dude.
Just seems like a little crazy. I don't know. I don't like needles that much. I would
want
to limit it.
I don't think that you have enough fat on your body that they'd be like, yeah, we can move that.
We'll see.
I think that the Sculptra sounds incredible. I have like, because I got so sucked into Dr. K's Instagram, I like just keep watching and watching and watching. For me to try anything new, like even for me to start getting like routine Botox, I like to see someone or meet someone that's like had really great results.
Right.
You know? So yeah, Sculptra.
Understandable.
We're going to look into some Sculptra for Gina, and I'm going to work on finding me some big old suction cups. And then we'll try it out, and we'll report back. So you guys, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. 5-star rating. Send us your questions. Leave your concerns somewhere We love you. We're super grateful for
if
you guys
not
listening.
Nice, don't bother.
We're pumped about this, and I'm going to continue to thank you. Hopefully you have a really good day, morning, night, whatever you're doing, and we'll see you guys. We won't see you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.